Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 11th of March already at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, it is, I want to welcome you too. I want to welcome everybody. I want to let you know that we are live over in the chat room as well. And you can find the chat room by heading to 12radio.com. That's number one, number two, radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. It is a private group, so you'll need to ask for entry, but easy enough. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page and see other people chatting there. So that's one way to connect. However, I'm also live streaming this event, so if you'd rather watch than listen, or, you know, watch and listen, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and search for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream. So anyway, you slice it, you should be able to do that. That's all. That's the housekeeping. So I want to welcome you guys. I hope that you are having an awesome week so far and that all is well. Oh, we have a hell of a week coming up astrologically, but I've got some other things to talk about first, and then we're going to really get into some alchemy this week, which I think is going to be pretty fun. But first of all, how are you? Everybody have a good weekend? We ran to Boise and to see the kids, and we went to a Boise State basketball game. We went to a Boise State softball game. I know, we're not dorks at all. And we went to I went to an awesome Indian restaurant for Matea's birthday and had family game night. Scott and the kids have gotten way into Catan. Have you guys ever played Catan? There's like a whole bunch of different versions of it, and so now they're kind of collecting them. So we had to go to some fancy board game store in Boise and buy a new one and then sit down and play it on Saturday night. They're so complicated because they're all kind of the same and somewhat different. And so Scott and Micah literally had to watch a couple of YouTube tutorials so that we knew how to play it. Yeah, it's fun though. Catan is fun. It's just long. It's kind of like Monopoly to me. Not in the way the game is nothing like Monopoly, but just in the, like, how many hours do I have to commit to sit here for this game? But it's fun, and I like that they kind of have this group hobby right now of we're going to start gathering all of these Catan games. I bought him one for Christmas that looked really cool called Starfarers that is, you know, as you can imagine, space travel kind of stuff. Anyway, so that was good. And I am feeling, my gosh, so much better. Between finally shaking, I think, the last dregs of the flu and having my infusion, I just feel so much more like myself, which is nice. I've been spending a lot of time in the classroom. One really cool thing while we were in Boise, I found a pottery wheel on Marketplace for a stupidly good price. She'd literally like just posted it when I saw it, and we immediately went and bought it. I don't know how to throw, but Matea does and Scott does. And so we brought it back to the house. It even had some clay and some tools and stuff with it. So they were throwing at the house, trying it out and having some fun. So I'm super, super excited for that. That's something I wanted to do for a long time. I've been doing some slab pottery, which is also fun. But some things seem to be better or at least differently thrown by the bowl. So we're going to do some of both because, well, why not? I have limitless hours in the day, right? But I've been tearing it up in the classroom. And I had something I wanted to show you last week, and I ran out of time. Well, I forgot to bring it in to my office, and I couldn't get a hold of Scott to do it for me. So I have it to show you today. So if you're in the chat room and you're listening, I shared a couple of pictures, but these are a couple of prisms that we made. I'll show you hard pictures too, because sometimes the light, this is the best ring light showing I've had. So you can't totally tell, but this glass, this is called Florentine glass. It's super special, like stupidly expensive. You use a little bit of it in your pieces because to do a whole piece out of it would be spendy, but it's really pretty. And it is, iridescent. So this one is, it alternates. So you have Florentine glass, and then you have a different kind of snowflakey frosted glass. And then, of course, the prism in the middle. So there's that one. And then there's this one. So this one again is Florentine glass and then just a clear purple that I think is a gorgeous piece of glass with the cool prism. They are so freaking pretty in the window. I can't even begin to tell you. So I'm really, really proud of these. This, I saw somebody make something similar to these months ago that was posted online. And I loved it so much that I wanted to make something similar. It's the main reason I decided to finally dip my toes into stained glass. So there it is. So do I keep going now? I think so. It is so much fun. Stained glass is a blast. So we'll see. It does throw huge rainbows, Sid. It's just such a pretty piece. So we have our first fair, the first or the last Saturday this month. So I'm trying to get a few things put together. So these are going to go to the fair first, and if they don't sell, then they'll go on Etsy, but I'm going to try them there first. Because shipping, I think it'll be fine, right? You just have to be wrap it really well, be super careful to ship stain. It would so super suck to make something like this. The amount of time it takes is pretty extensive to have it break in shipping. But they may end up on Etsy. We'll find out. We'll see. Yeah, it's about the size of a salad plate, I think, Sid. Yeah. So, super proud of these. Liked them so much, I ordered some more of the same prisms so I can do some more. I think one with rainbow, colored glass all the way around it would be really pretty. And I don't know, all kinds of things. We actually did attend, we did find a stained glass store in Boise that had absolutely phenomenal glass. We bought a few things. But, it's weird how. Oh, well, maybe it's just overwhelming, but you get into a place like that, and suddenly I don't even know what I need anymore. I bought one piece of specific glass I knew I needed, a pinky, peachy color, but other than that, Scott's like, buy some stuff. We're here. Like, put some things on the counter. Let's get some things so that you have some stuff. I couldn't think of anything. I did buy a few things that I just thought looked cool. So maybe I'm more the artisan that buys the cool stuff and then figures out what to do with it versus knows what you want to make, so you buy the things for it. That seems a little more chaotic. It seems to be my style. Drinking Constant Comment. That is my favorite tea. Favorite. However, I had a chai tea at the Indian restaurant the other night that was a knockout. Really, really good. Best I've ever had. So good. Anyway, Constant Comment for me. I love it. I was just thinking today, I use like the Tarani, the sugar-free syrups in my coffee and my tea. I wish they had a bergamot. Wouldn't that be awesome? Mean, you could use like a blood orange and get a similar taste, I think, but bergamot itself is just, it's very distinctive, I think. Anyway, sugar-free bergamot. Coffee syrup. That's what I want. Maybe it's out there somewhere and I just don't know it. I'll have to search online. A chakra one would be super cool, Suzanne. That's a super good point. So there's eight. The chakra would be seven, but maybe you could do one that's just like the indication of aura or spirit. Or I redesign it because I designed these pieces. So I could redesign it so there is just seven. Okay, you're making my wheels turn. I like it. Yeah. Sid said I flip-flop between Uber planning and just grabbing stuff that I don't need just to have on hand to figure out how to use it down the road. I do a lot of that. I do a lot of that on Temu. Oh my God. But I have bought on Temu. And I know, like Temu or hate Temu, some of you, I think you'll be on a, both sides of the spectrum here on this one. But like or hate Temu, for things like clay work and polymer clay work and jewelry, like findings and stuff like that, you cannot do better than Temu. So I know, yeah, so I've done a lot of that, Sid. I'm with you. At any rate, I want to let you know, I don't think I really mentioned it, but I am in all of the chat rooms. So if you're commenting in the chat, I can see you there. Or if you are commenting in the either of the live streams, I see those as well. I've got good tech, so you can show up anyway, and I will see you. So let's talk about what's going on this week, because it is wild. Starting with Thursday night to Friday, an entire lunar eclipse, followed by the full moon, also on the 15th, followed by also on the 15th, not really followed by, they're all just kind of butting up together, the Mercury going to retrograde. So everything is happening at once. So if that's making you groan, it did me too at first, and I was like, shit. We're already a mess now. Like, what does this even mean for us? But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, that's really pessimistic because all three of those attributes have really positive things. In fact, I usually thrive on the full moon, so what am I bitching about, right? I'm a Cancer. I love the full moon. But I don't know if all Cancers love the full moon, but I do. Usually it's the new moon in which I can't sleep, but the full moon is my jam. So I was thinking, like, what are you complaining about? There's great attributes to all three of these things. Why don't we focus on harnessing all of the good and using it? I mean, yeah, those are three intense astrological events that are happening all at the same time. Yes, that is going to be a real downer for some people, probably. It could be. It could be total chaos. Glad I don't work in an emergency room or at the police department. No. But for those of us that are a little more awake and aware of our spirits and of the universe and of the astrological leanings, why don't we create some alchemy with the stars here and do something cool with this energy? Like, we can. So, we're not going to cower in fear. We're not going to be pissed off this is all happening at once. We're going to get above any negativity around these events and we're going to turn them to use them to our benefit. Got it? Okay. Okay. You're tired of me telling you what to do yet? bossy, bossy. Okay, so here we go. So, this is the fully eclipsed moon over the Grand Tetons, at the base of which I was born. Like, literally, at the base of which I was born. If I could ever, maybe next time I'm in Driggs, I'll take a picture so that you could see the hospital where I was born and the proximity of the Grand Tetons is. I was born at the base of the Grand Teton. They are a part of my heart and soul. I don't live there now, but I only live about an hour away, 45 minutes away, and Scott and I go up there for his work frequently. When it's clear here, though, on good clear days, especially in the mornings, when you're driving into my town, you can see the Tetons. And I'll tell you what, that just it does something for my heart. I will also tell you, I have never climbed at the Tetons and I never will because that is not my thing. But driving up to the Tetons, viewing the Tetons, being in the energy of the Tetons, that is my jam. That's where my heart's at. So, anyway, I love this. Right, Jen? We are not the victims of astrology. We use astrology to benefit us, period. We are not wimps. We are not babies. Okay. I have exciting, exciting news. My crows are back. Yeah, they've been out yelling. I've been feeding them. My two main ones that I've had the last several years, they're in the yard, or maybe it's the husband with the new wife. I don't know. I'm not totally sure, but they're out front, pecking and picking and hollering and oh, it's so happy to see them back. I took pictures, but they look terrible. Man, my windows are dirty. I need to get a window cleaner over here to scrub my front windows. They're covered in hard water. So my pictures weren't great, so I didn't share them because, well, they sucked. But imagine two beautiful, happy crows in my front yard pecking around, willing the rest of the snow and ice to melt. Because, yeah, we're done with that. We're kind of going back and forth. We have these really warm days where it's close to 50, and then we descend into like sleet storms and big snowstorms for a day or two, and then we go back to warm and, typical spring weather. But I just want the ice pad in my front yard to melt that I have to walk across to feed the crows. Because the way I picked across that this morning, as careful as possible, with a policy that you don't ever go out to do that by yourself without your cell phone on you, just in case, because it is treacherous. I mean, it's a few feet. It's not like, a huge skating rink, but I'm kind of hoping that most of that melts off today. I'd love a clear path. And the pigs, oh God. We are in muddy hoof season, and it is bad. There, I've had a couple of days where I've had to lock them back down into the back room. The what am I trying to say? Back onto the patio because they're not coming in this house with hooves like that. I call them mud boots. It's like they're straight mud, clear up to their first ankle, their ankle, like their first joint. Yeah, you're not coming in my house like that. It's not their fault, Their hooves are pointy and they're heavy and they just sink down in the mud. But you still can't come in my house like that. So this is the worst part of spring for me is them being muddy and having to chase them outside and make them stay out on the patio and it hurts their feelings and, But it hurts my feelings to have to constantly be scrubbing all this mud up off the floor. So, it's a trade-off. Everyone's feelings are hurt, okay? They are fine. I think they're going to be fine. But I'm hoping that we move through this period pretty quickly and we don't have the mud for very long. Hey, Lioness, good to see you. All right. Well, let's. Do I hose down the piggies? No, I just have to wait for the dirt to fall off. It falls off on the patio and then I sweep it all up. No, you cannot. And I've tried many times to just like get a washcloth and wipe their hooves down, but they don't like it. You have to chase them. It's not fun. Yeah. I had looked at getting more of like a I wish I could buy those like things that you have to step into before you go in the house that clean your boots off. But they're not big enough to get their hooves cleaned off. And I know there's other mats and things, and I have a mat that gets the stuff off the bottoms of their feet, but it's like up the sides, But they are so suspicious and skittish and funny about stuff that there's no way in hell they'd walk through something like that anyway. They'd probably just sit outside forever because they wouldn't do it. Unless maybe you could make the sound of snacks in the house sound so appealing that they would just have to defy themselves and run through it, but it would really be a thing. So I called the magazine this week True Alchemy because we're going to do alchemy. We are going to use the stars to our benefit. So here we go. So my article this week is about this cosmic power surge, full moon, lunar eclipse, Mercury retrograde. We're going to get into it. Is the universe shaking us up? Sure. That's fine. We're going to use it. Yay, Pamela, I'm so glad. All right, so let's talk about it. The full moon is the illuminator, right? They bring energy to a peak. They illuminate what's hidden. They can amplify emotions, help us see things more clearly. Sometimes too clearly for some folks. Sometimes the truth sucks. But that's okay. But this is why during the full moon, people tend to be pretty extra sensitive. And sometimes people that are kind of on the knife's edge of mental health, have a epic meltdown. Sometimes people who whose health is fragile, kind of have a shift during this time. Somebody who's about to have a baby will definitely go ahead and have a baby. If you're teetering on the edge of something, the full moon can definitely push you over the other side of it. And sometimes in a great way too. But the full moon is a cosmic highlighter. This is what emphasizes areas of your life that need attention. If you get uncomfortable during the full moon, pay attention to it. What are you being told? What are you learning? Sometimes that discomfort is your teacher. And so if you are feeling uncomfortable, Instead of just trying to whisk it away or excuse it away, pay attention to what you're uncomfortable with. We're funny that way, and I think especially in the New Age world, and I've said this a lot of times, I know, but we tend to get uncomfortable with being uncomfortable, right? We tend to get uncomfy with feeling weird, and so we choose to try and excuse stuff away or whisk it under the rug. Don't do that. Pay attention to it. Be present, even when things are ugly or unknown or scary. Be brave. You're brave, goddammit. Be it. All right. So, obviously, the best way to work with that is to reflect on what's come full circle. Think about what you've achieved, what you'd like to release. This is a great time for journaling, for meditating, just for sitting with yourself. You'll have to put down your phone. You'll have to put down the chaos. You'll have to step away from the noise, but you can do that. All right, the lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipses are a transformer. So they'll take the full moon energy and supercharge it. That's what it wants to do. The eclipse wants to take whatever you're experiencing and, put it on steroids. So again, sometimes that's great. Sometimes that's a big shift, right? Sometimes that's a little more scary, but this is not terrible. This could be really excellent. It's going to be really excellent because we're going to make it that. So eclipses can really bring fated events, major shifts, unexpected endings and beginnings. If something's misaligned in your life, the eclipse wants to pounce on it, whether you want it to or not. You probably do, though. Remember that a lot of the changes coming in your life you've manifested. So don't get scared now. Don't wimp out now. You already asked for this, so as it comes, grab a hold of it. Here's the thing I know about you, and I know about me. I have always landed on my feet, somehow. And so have you, because you're still here, right? You're still here, you're still trying, we're still talking. That means you have landed on your feet, and you're going to land on your feet this time, too. Then again, maybe nothing will throw you off of your feet. I'm not saying it will, but have some faith in yourself. You're a great problem solver. You guys are smart as hell. Give yourself some credit. If something wants to fall away, let it. This is the time to let change happen without trying to work too hard to fix it and change it. If something's trying to leave, if something's trying to fall away, sit on your hands. Do not reach back out and snatch it back. Don't do it. It's okay. Let yourself be uncomfortable and trust the process. Easier said than done, I know, but you can do it. All right, now Mercury retrograde. This is the reflector. This is the sign everybody wants to hate, right? We blame Mercury. I do it too. Lost emails, awkward texts, technology malfunctions. Shit goes wrong during Mercury in retrograde, and we're like, well, Mercury is retrograde. Right? You might even blame it for something you did. But that's okay. That's fine. But don't forget that Mercury has some great traits. Mercury's a time for second chances. It's a time for old things to surface, either for closure or another go around. That's up to you. Sometimes unresolved issues may come back up for you to deal with once and for all. Miscommunications could reveal a part of you where you could be more clear. It's a cosmic invitation to review, revisit, and refine. So use it. So instead of fearing Mercury and blaming it, though do if you must, lean into it. Just be careful. Double check the details. Have patience with yourself and with other people. Slow things down so that you can gain some clarity. Part of it is you slowing yourself down. If you're running through life like a freight train, and I get it because I am too, take a deep breath. Because you have the power to slow things down. You just tend not to. Right? If you need a little more time to make a decision, say so. If you need a minute to stop and think before you respond to something, take it. Other people do. And yet, an empath will feel like they have to give immediate lip service, right? They have to immediately respond. They have to be, as they say, Johnny on the spot, right? No, you actually don't. You can take up more space than that. You have every right to, and there isn't a thing wrong with that. So take that opportunity. Take the time, take the space. It is yours. Okay, so here comes the alchemy. This is the blending, right? I mean, hey, Lillian, what's alchemy? Well, alchemy is taking different components and combining them together to create something new. Ancient alchemy, of course, was metal. But alchemy could be applied in a lot of different ways, and we're applying it right now to different astrological events. Some people may agree with that, some people may not. I don't actually care. It made sense to me, and that's what we're doing. All right, so how do we take all three of these astrological powerhouses and turn them into gold? Well, it is by working with them rather than against them. So first, we're going to release with intention, with the full moon and eclipse. You're going to write down what you're ready to let go of. This could be old patterns, limiting beliefs, fears, toxic habits. It could be people, places, things. It could be where you live. It could be who you live with. It could be anything under the sun that you would like to shift or let go of. Right? There's no limit here. This is entirely up to you. Write it down. Then you're going to burn the paper. We've done burning bowls a million times, right? This is simple. Burn it. Burn it in a little candle or with a little candle. Burn it in a little burning bowl or a casserole dish or whatever you want to burn it in. Something that's safe. Obviously, don't be burning your house down. If you want to go outside and burn it on the in your front yard, whatever, that's up to you. And then take that, your burned paper, your ash, you can bury it in the earth or tear it up or throw it away. Oh, sorry, you could just I'm ahead of myself. You can burn your paper. You could bury it in the earth. You could tear it up and throw it away. You could tear it up and go throw it into a body of water. Do whatever you want with it, but destroy it in some way, right? This is the point. We wrote down the things. Now we are destroying these things. Again, this is a toughie. If something feels like it's naturally ending, don't cling to it. Trust that the eclipse is making space for something better, right? Don't ask for something, and then when you get it, snatch it back and have a panic. Sit on your hands. Take a deep breath. Trust yourself. There was a reason you asked for this, right? Maybe some big ones. You will land on your feet. All right, now we're going to reflect and rewire. This is Mercury plus the full moon. So, since Mercury is about the past, this is a really good time to reflect on where you've been. What past lessons or dreams deserve a second chance? What things from your past are need to stay there? Or what things would you like to pull back? Journey about or journal about repeating patterns in your life. The retrograde could be showing you what needs to still be healing. So as things come up, like from past relationships and stuff like that, use it as the opportunity it is to finish healing it, to forgive yourself, to forgive someone else, to give yourself a break from it. Totally up to you how you do that. Okay. Now set the stage for transformation. This is the eclipse plus the retrograde. Don't force anything. You know the eclipse is going to do its work and Mercury is going to bring clarity. Don't make impulsive moves. Just observe what's shifting. Let life settle. This is not a weekend to run out and make a giant purchase. This is not a weekend to abruptly end something. It's just a weekend to observe and see. You can make a decision next week about what you do. This is the time to just let things flesh out. That's all. This is a reset. It is not a disaster. ground yourself. That is going to be key. With this much going on over your head, it's going to be hard to keep your feet on the ground. You've got to spend some time grounding. Spending some time in nature, brilliant. Putting your feet on the earth, great. Sitting with trees, excellent. Meditating or doing breath work to stay present, fantastic. Carrying grounding crystals like black tourmaline, hematite, or smoky quartz, absolutely. And if there's other things that you love to do that help you to stay grounded, do them too. That's up to you. But grounding's going to be really, really important because it's going to be something. But I want you to be able to head into this weekend, into this energy, with a lot of confidence in yourself that you are completely able, prepared, and capable of managing your energy and managing the energy around you. You're not a victim to this. You have a huge opportunity to play with some energy, to use it to your benefit, right? That's what it's all about. This is a cosmic power surge. Some people don't like the idea of charging your crystals under a full moon eclipse. I fully disagree. I think it's a great time to amplify any of your magical tools. So anything that you want to haul out under that full moon or even put in a moony window, do that. This is an amazing time to capture this. Make some moon water if you want to. Make a any of the other like charged up moon talismans or charms. There's a lot of different things you can do. That's not what I was doing the show on today, so I don't have a lot of suggestions for you, but you can find a lot of things out there or come up with an idea yourself. So you're going to release, you're going to realign, and you're going to rise. That's what we're doing here. We're not going to resist change. We are not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're not going to be afraid because we're badass bitches, right? We've got this. Maybe you won't even have anything thrown at you this weekend. Maybe you won't. That's okay. Good. Maybe it's just there's nothing for you in this other than just amping yourself up. That's fine. But if you start feeling that need for change or some change comes hurtling at you, please remember this alchemy. Put it together and let it work for you. We might be all empathy, lighty workery types around here, but we're also badass, and we're tough, and we know what to do, right? That's who you gotta be. All right. Speaking of badasses, thank you, Kelly. Her article this week, she's doing a series on ancient badasses, ancient and modern badasses, but this is about an ancient badass queen named Queen. I'm never going to say this right. Amanerenus. Amanerenus. That's what I'm going to say. She was from Nubian history, BCE. Really interesting article. She was for sure a baddie. I love it. Thank you, Kelly. And you can listen to her episode right here if you just click on the purple hyperlink. That'll take you to her podcast. So you can listen to it. You can read her article here, but she's doing the coolest work over there. I'm so here for it. She and Lisa as well. Okay, I did put together a spell for the 15th to see if that would just help you to be able to harness this energy a little bit better. So let's talk about it. This is a candle spell, so you're going to need three: white for clarity, black for transformation, and purple for reflection. If you cannot get or don't have exactly those colors, figure it out. It's fine. You can use something else. Just make sure that you know which one is what, right? So we've talked about candle magic a lot. So I didn't put deep instructions in here because you know. Clear your candles. You can either just hold them in your heart and fill them up with light. You can smudge them. You could use like Palo Santo or Tiger's Blood incense, or Dragon's Blood, sorry. Tiger's Blood. That's a snow cone. Dragon's blood incense. However you choose to clear it is completely fine. You could also just put them in a singing bowl and give it a few whacks, and that would vibrate the frequency and shift it, clear it. So you decide. But we're going to take those candles. So the white is for I see clearly. Black stands for I surrender what no longer serves me. Purple is for reflection. I welcome insight and alignment. So write what you're releasing, write what you're releasing and burn it. So you can include this in the alchemy that we already laid out. Then hold a crystal, whatever crystal you want, a moonstone, a big clear quartz, whatever. Breathe deep and ground yourself. Meditate on those three things, these your three candles and those three affirmations. I see clearly, I release fear. I surrender what no longer serves me. I welcome insight and alignment. Let those candles burn down, and as they are wisping out that their very last bit of flame, and they let off that last little bit of smoke, the spell is, by fire and light, I release the past. The path ahead is clear at last. By fire and light, I release the past. The path ahead is clear at last. That's super easy. And I'm giving it to you now so that you'll have a few days to get your stuff together if you want to do it. If you want to add anything to that, essential oils, you want to carve on your candles, do what you want. Do what feels right. I am never here to tell you exactly how you have to do something ever because you are different from me. And we all see things a little differently and we all have different, inklings, right? And different things that we're working on. So if you want to change that up and make it work exactly for what you're working on, please do. I would expect you to. Okay. Christy's meditation this week is Calm Mind. That seems correct. We might need that. Yes. Good job, Chris. Okay, over at True Crime Squad, lots of true crime. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Lori Vallow sat for an interview from the Maricopa County Jail with Keith Morrison over at Dateline, and holy Lord. Oh, boy, it never ends with her. The bullshit was thick. It's insanity. And it actually is. That's what's sad about it. I mean, I know the courts are saying that she's, sane enough to take part in her defense, and actually now is her defense. Her trial's starting here in just 20 days, and she is pro se, representing herself, and it's gonna be something. But at any rate, it's not okay, truly. But also, she's a jerk. Holy cow. Who dares be that disrespectful to Keith Morrison? He's an American gem. How dare you? Anyway, that's all. Jamie Dawn has a video about the Venus in retrograde. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. There is a release and reflect meditation with the full moon, if you'd like to use that one, and lots of other things as well, of course. And that is it. That is Luminous for the week. So I hope that you found something over there that benefited you and that you can run with that. It is really going to be an interesting week. So I'm curious to know if any of you have any plans for this astrological eventessa. Anybody doing anything fun? Going to a drumming? A meditation? A special hot yoga class? I don't know. Anything fun happening? Or are you just working solo? I think I'm just working solo. There's just, frankly, way too much of the flu going on right now. And well, I've already had it now, but I don't think so. I'm not going to do that much public. Sherry's watching softball. Oh, love it. Yes, good call. I wish there was a college softball team that near me. We have Idaho State, and that's about an hour and a half from us. I just wish there was something closer, but alas, there's not. And I don't hate a road trip, so I guess it is what it is. Pamela's just doing my candle magic. Okay, well, me too. That's my big plan. I have a few things I want to haul outside to get charged up, a few baskets of stones. That's pretty much where it's at for me. Yeah, it's not so hot. We didn't go to Tucson this year. I was so sad. We've gone for the last 3 years for softball. And there was no need this year, obviously, but I missed going. That trip is a ton of fun. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm really hoping to camp for Easter this year. We used to. Our seasons have just changed. It used to be by the first part of, April. Like by now, we were pretty much hitting spring. And now it seems like we don't get winter until a little later, and it just lasts longer, So, but we used to have a blast. That would be our first camping trip of the year, would be Easter. And it would be cold and it would be a little mucky, but it would still be, nice enough to be able to head out and pull our campers out. And I love colder camping, like not ice cold camping, but cooler camping where you're working on a hot coffee all day, where you make beef stew, where you sit around the fire a lot. That's my favorite. So I'm really hoping Easter is late this year. And we seem to be hitting our stride with spring, so I'm really hoping we can camp for Easter. That's my big plan. We used to have a blast being out in the woods and setting up Easter egg hunts for the kids. We do an adult one too, because we're like that. But in the woods, and it's fun. And I don't know. We'll see. This year, that's my plan. We'll see. Right? Sitting around a fire is great, but not in July. And that we end up camping when it's so hot that sitting around the fire isn't super fun, and you end up literally in people's campers in the AC to play games, or under an awning is fine, but I didn't go camping to sit in the camper, The camper's there so I don't have to pee outside. That's why. And sleep. But, I don't want to hang out in there. That's not why I brought it. But yes, sitting around the fire, I've learned, well, it is my opinion, but over the years of, well, a lifetime of camping. Some of the most amazing conversations I have had with people have happened around a campfire. When people really start talking about esoteric stuff, talking about the universe, about their spirit, about spirits, about sharing stories. There's a reason ghost stories got shared around the campfire, right? Because that's the place to do it. Not necessarily to scare the shit out of everybody. Which is what it turned into, but because it's a place for reflection. There's something about that. Lillian saw a Five Guys commercial the other day. They had bags of Idaho potatoes with Rexburg stamped on them. Yeah, a lot of Five Guys potatoes come out of my area. Tons, actually. You see people all over the country that share pictures that they saw, like in their Five Guys all over the place that, with those same bags. It's kind of fun. But what can I say? This is Spud Country, without a doubt. I saw a meme yesterday that said, "Stop expecting your spouse to make you happy. It's not someone else's job to make you happy. That's what eating potatoes is for." Indeed. I hear this. Yeah. In fact, I made bangers and mash for dinner last night and then ate it again for lunch today because that is my favorite meal. Just bangers and mash. And I buy my sausages from a local company that I used to go to when I was a little girl. My grandparents had a pig farm. And when I was little, we would have to load up in the truck. They had these horrible old trucks with like the old bench seats. We're talking 40 years ago. Big old bench seat, that's all it had. I don't think there even was seat belts in those. And we'd load up in those really, really early in the morning and haul a load of pigs down to the processing plant that was in a town called Twin Falls. So it was a long drive from Teton Valley, where I was born. It was like a 3 hour drive at least with all of these pigs. And we'd drop the pigs off. I think I was too little to understand what was like the, the reality of that. It might have horrified me if I had, honestly, but we'd drop the pigs off and then we'd shop in their little store. They had a store front where we would buy a bunch of, pork products and stuff. And then we would get to get lunch. That was the big perk of the outing, was to get lunch. And then we would drive all the way back. I remember those outings as clear as the bell. And I was probably only like 4 or 5 when I went on those rides. But I remember doing that. And that was the big excitement, is that you got to go have lunch. Because where we lived, you didn't get to go have lunch. You ate at home. Probably partly out of just, cost, but also out of where we lived up on my grandparents' farm. You didn't just run out and grab Burger King. It just you, that just wasn't a thing. Yeah. So anyway, that's all. I still buy Falls Brand is their name, but I buy Falls Brand everything that I can because it's local. And that's about as good as it gets, right? Unless you buy straight from a farm, which I would like to do. I've done that in the past. I just don't really have someone to buy from currently. But Sid said British cuisine gets a bad rap. It may not be so aesthetically pleasing, but they have lots of yummy food. Bangers, fish and chips, Yorkshire pudding, right? I know. I like English food for the most part. I mean, it's different, but bangers and mash man, that's where it's at. Yeah. More Irish food for me, actually. Bangers and mash, corned beef and cabbage, Culcannon potatoes. That's all. Pamela said she loves meditating, looking at the flames in a fa campfire, right? Yeah. There's something really powerful about that. So, 12:48. So we've got about 7 minutes. So if you need a reading or a clearing, or you have anything on tap that you want to ask about, I would definitely have a little time to lean in on that. Probably won't be able to get to everybody, but I'd definitely take a look. Oh, Denise is moving. She said, "I'm moving," which is healing. Good time for new beginnings and the equinox. Yes, for sure. Good for you. I hope that is awesome. I know. Wish I was. I'm still thinking about moving. It's still rolling around in here. And this is foolish, but I've really kind of thrown it out to the universe like, okay, help me find the place. Because so far, what I'm finding is I'm no better off. And there's a part of me that thinks with the housing market like it is, you are insane to be thinking you want to sell. But then again, my house is still worth like 3 times what I paid for it. The problem is everything else is too. So what do you do with that? I need to sell my house for 3 times what I paid for it and go buy something that isn't, you know? Is there a place, if I move back east, I could do that. But I'm not moving back east. I'm staying right in my area, so I don't know. The right opportunity will come up. Or it won't, and I'll stay here a little longer. I mean, it's not like I have a bad jam. I don't. I live in a very nice, safe neighborhood. I have crows here. We have a really good setup for the pigs. There's a lot of good things about this house. There's other things I want. Right? Maybe my new place isn't ready yet. Or maybe something's going to hit me over the head one of these days. I do have my eyes wide open. So we'll see. Suzanne said a clearing would be great. Yeah, let's lean in on that. I'm just starting at your feet and I'm going to move up you. You've got some pretty thick collective energy weighing you down. So I'm going to clear that first, Suzanne. I've used this analogy a lot, but it's my favorite one, and that's that it's like you had a big, thick, heavy wet wool blanket thrown over you and just kind of holds you down and keeps your energy from moving correctly. So I'm just lifting that energy from you and clearing it out. Good. And grounding you while I'm at it. I'm going to speed up your whole energy body. Everything is a little sluggish. I'm going to really clear out your third eye and crown. That's where I'm feeling some distress. So I'm going to really clear that area out good. Good. All right. And some good tangerine iridescent energy around you to help attract good people and good things and good opportunities and good situations. And a lot of pink and green around your head and neck. Better, better, better. Yeah. Okay, Maggie said, need help clearing grief as pain is stuck in my lower lumbar. Maggie, let's get at it. Right, the crows would miss me. I don't know what. I have a long conversation with them, that's for sure. Can you imagine? I'd have to get a promise from the new people that they would keep feeding the crows, right? Of course. Or maybe I could talk one of the neighbors into taking over the crow job and just move my feeder into their yard. Or I just invite the crows to join me and come what may. Okay, Maggie, lower lumbar. Yeah, I can see it there, but it's all the way through your solar plexus band. I'm going to actually start right in the middle of your gut and start pushing this out. Like we've got a uncomfy mix here of grief and resentment and anger. And it hurts. It hurts emotionally. Obviously, it hurts physically. I'm going to keep working that all the way out. Until it's gone. Good. I'm going to put a little extra energy into that lower lumbar. Good. All right, so I'm going to go back in the middle of that solar plexus. I'm going to really fill your entire solar plexus area up with light. So it sometimes we just need to clear all that inky, black, icky stuff out and really just fill it back up with light so that we can give you a fresh start from all of it. But that's where that stuff wants to hang out, man. In some people carry it differently, but this is fairly common and it's definitely where you've got it. So just filling that all the way up with light and putting a lot of extra support around your lower lumbar, too. Okay, that is done. All righty. Well, I am sorry that you're going through that. That sucks. We're not a fan of suffering around here, right? Right. All righty. Well, it looks to me like that is what we've got. So, I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every single day doing readings and healings, animal communication, mediumship, lots of energy work. However I can support you and help you, I would be happy to do so. You just head over to 12listen. It's number 12listen.com and look for me, Katie Weaver. If I'm not working, and you'll always see me, well, usually you'll see me on the phones and on the chat lines. Sometimes I'm only in chat. Some people only want to do chat. I've been at 12listen now for more than a decade, and I have some clients who I have never spoken to on the phone. They only chat, and that's okay. Sometimes for various reasons. Sometimes people chat me up because they want to ask a question about their husband and he's sitting on the other side of the room, or their boss and he's in the next cubicle. Sometimes people just, they're more comfortable chatting. That's cool. That's fine. Or you can call me. That's why we have both options. You can also buy an email reading if you'd rather, have back and forth with me that way. That's okay too. But you can find it all there on my profile. I am there daily, but if you come for a reading with me and I'm not presently there, you have a few options. You can do an email reading if that's better for you. You can do a callback request. I'll get a text that lets me know that you're waiting for me, and I'll do my best to get to a spot where I can talk to you as quickly as I can. You can schedule a call and be like, "Hey, I see you're not available. I'd be available at 2 o'clock. Would that work for you?" And if it will, then I'll approve that and I'll talk to you at 2. If it won't work for me, I will reschedule it for a time that will work for me. And if that works for you, great. And if not, we can work together to reschedule again. There's always a way. And I'll do my best to be available for you in any capacity that I can. So that's how it works. But I would love to help you out if I can. I'm always a resource for you. If it's important to you, it's important to me. I hear this from my clients sometimes, like, "I know this is stupid, but," and I'm like, "No, it isn't. If it's important to you, it's important to me. And it's if it's important enough for you to send through a call or a chat or an email request, then it's pretty important to you. If it's important enough to you to pay for my advice, that's important enough, right? So don't ever feel like you're bothering me or that you're coming to me with something that's stupid. That's just not the case. If it's important to you, it's important to me, period, hands down. No judgment, no shade, none of it. That's how I work. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, thank you as well. I appreciate all of you. Have a great Astro weekend. We'll talk about it on Monday. We'll get into the deets to talk about, or on Tuesday, sorry, next week. We'll talk about how it went. All right, guys, you have been listening to the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.